Way.
Very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, January the 26th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the sitting of the nomination court.
A nomination court for March 26 by-elections opened this morning with all the three main political parties, namely MDC Alliance, Citizen Coalition for Change, and ZANU-PF fielding candidates for all the 28 constituencies in both House of Assembly and Council elections. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is expected to make announcement of those that have been duly nominated.
Yes, Jonga, and there are more than 100 council seats that are going to be contested. But first, let's hear about the Minister of Health that reported yesterday that 11 people died of COVID-19 while 235 tested positive. Zimbabwe has recorded 228,776 cases since the outbreak of the disease in the country, and 215,358 people have recovered, while 5,316 have died.
To date, a total of 4,248,300 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,277,002 their second dose. 46,707 have so far received their third dose.
Yes, Jonga, we are going to be discussing all that and much more. And not forgetting, of course, the so-called Operation Dudula in South Africa, where foreigners, mostly Zimbabweans, are being forced out of their businesses and their premises and their homes and so forth and so on. So we are also going to touch on that, Jonga.
Yes, nasi wadi watereri, tunokugamuchira muchirongwa chedu. Muchirongwa che diaspora live talk patine chikurukura zviri kuitika munyika nezviri kusangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika semazuva ose tinotanga nekukupai zvinenge zvichiitika muchirongwa kana kumudenda re COVID-19 mabatiro ari kuitwa bazi rezveutano rinozivisa zuva rogaroga kuti zvii zvinenge zvaitika takaona nezuro vachizivisa kuti kune vanhu vanokwana kuita 11 kana kuti 11 vakashaya ne COVID-19, vamwe 235 mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nevashanu vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Tichibva ipapo tinoona kuti vanhu vafa nyika yose vasvika pa5,316, kuchiti vapona vasvika pa215,358. Zimbabwe kubva patanga chirwere ichi hanzi yarekodha kana kuti yaona vanhu vanokwana kuita 228,776, zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi maviri nezvisere zvine mazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevatanhatu vachinge vaine denda irori kana kuti vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubva paratanga. Uwandu hwevanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba hausi kunyanya kukwira zvakanyanya. Handizivo kuti chii chiri kuitika nekuti hurumende iri kutarisira kunge yabaya vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni 10 kuti denda iringe richikwanisa kudzikamiswa, asi uwando hwacho hunenge huri kuti nonokei kufamba nekuti unoona kuti vangodarika mamiriyoni 4 vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga, vanodarika mamiriyoni matatu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri, kuchito vanosvika zviuru makumi mana nezvitanhatu 46,000 vabayiwa nhomba yetatu, uwandu huchiri pasi zvikuru. Tichatarisawo nyaya yenomination court kana kuti dare Ragara nasi richitambira magwaro evanhu varoda kukwidza musarudzo dzebyelections dziri kuitwa musi wa 26 March. Tinoziva kuti kune 28 dzedare reparamende ne 105 dzemumakanzuro dziri kukwikwidzwa, zvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa musi wa 26 March. Tinoziva kuti mapato matatu makuru anoti MGCT inotungamirwa naDouglas Monzora, koti Coalition, Citizens Coalition for Change CCC inotungamirwa naNelson Chamisa neZANU PF vange vaine nhengo dzasvisa mapepa kumatare agara mumatunhu akasiyana siyana manomination courts kuti vange vachizivisa kuti aiwa tiri kupinda musarudzo dzemusi wa 26 March. Inyaya tichakurukurawo nezvayo. Tinonzwa kuti ZEC yatotanga kuzivisa kuti ndava nani vabudirira mukusvitsa mapepa avo. Tichange tichiti tikawana umbowo iwowo kana mashoko tichibva tanga kuzivisa ipano. Tichatarisawo nyaya zviri kuitika muSouth Africa, matinonzwa kuti kune zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvakaparura chirongwa chinonzi Dudula chekubvisa kana kuburitsa munyika iyi zvizvarwa zvemune dzimwe nyika. Tinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa izvozvo zvemuSouth Africa hanzi zvapika kuti aiwa tauda kuti chirongwa ichi chichiparurwa matunhu akasiyana siyana chichienderera mberi kusvika vekunze vabuda. Hanzi pari zvino chirongwa icha chakaparurwa chiri kuitwa muSoweto. Nhasi vanhu ivo vanga vachitariswa kuenda kunonzi kuValoros kuEast Rand. Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti mapato ezvematongerwo enyika muSouth Africa akati siyanei siyanei akupindawo achishandisawo iyo nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zvine dzimwe nyika zvinge zvichibuda muSouth Africa. Ndofunga inzira yekutsvaga mavhoti atizoti tagumira kupi. Takawana waJulius Malema vachitoshanyira nzvimbo dzinoshanda vekunze vachiona kuti zvakamira sei. Chris.
Yebo Jonga, lavalaleli uye siyalamukela ke kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela indaba ezimbalwa. Siqala ke ngokukhangela ke udaba lwe-coronavirus. Ye, siyabona ukubana kumanani akhitshwe izolo lugatsha lwezempilakahle kubikwa khona kulabantu abedlula bona ithumi abangu-11 ababulewe i-COVID-19. Uthi abangu-235 babanjwa ke igciwane le-coronavirus. Kodwa ke nxa sikhangela ke amanombolo la siyabona ukubana hatshi ayisiwo kade eseyiwo khona, kade sefike khona. Sokusiba nganeno nxa siqathanisa ke la maviki adluleyo. Ye, nxa sikhangela nje okwakathesi eleZimbabwe selilabantu abedlula bona 228,776 asebe ke babanjwa ligciwane leli. Kuthi ke abangu-215,358 basinda kuleli gciwane. Nxa sikhangele liqala ke igciwane leli kumnyaka pho sembili edluleyo sekulabantu abedlula bona 5,316 asebebulewe ligciwane lona leli. Ye, njengoba ngichilo nje phambilini kukhanya ke amanani lawa esiba esehla nganeno. Ye, siyakhangela nje udaba njalo olwe mthethwandaba owamukela amaphepha alabo abafuna ukuncintisa ukhetho lwama-by-election ngombimbitho. Ye, siyakhangela ke kulama-constituency esithiwa khona ngesilungu ngama-constituency lapho okuzaba labantu abangu-28, izikhundla zingu-28 kodwa amabandla ancintisayo kulamakhulu amathathu okukhanya yiwo afake abantu kuzigaba zonke zona lezi ezincintiswayo. La mabandla balisa i-MDCT njalo esebenzisa ibizo lokuthi MDC Alliance, kuzokuba le-CCC kamnumzana ke uNelson Chamisa, bese kusiba le-ZANU PF womathathu la yiwo akhanya ancintisa. Njalo olunye udaba esilukhangelayo sizakhangela udaba lwe-South Africa lapho okuthiwa khona kule Operation Dudula. Operation le siyazi ukuthi ngeyokuxotsha abantu abokuza eSouth Africa. Izizalwane zeSouth Africa zithi zona hayi abantu bokuza sebeqede imisebenzi, ngcono babuyele badudulwe babuyele emakhaya abo. Sizaba ke sikhangela lona lolo udaba njalo. Ye, singakayikhathana ke sizalifakela ke abantu esizaxoxa labo abazasincedisa ke ukuthi sicubungule indaba zona lezo zontathu, Jonga.
Andizozo Chris, ndanga ndichona pavadare vedu Tina vanhlanhla Moses Ncube asi ndofunga vamboti sudurukei pakamera zvisinei tina mambo Svosve ndavatavanda dzokora ve Citizens Coalition for Change. Tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu Svosve.
Tinotenda hava Jonga makati mukoma Chris makati
Zimbabwe yakatevera zvakare vazhinji vanyatsoziva kuti vasvosva vati kutaura navo ndava Tawanda Dzokora vanoisa chigaro veCCC mudunhu reNorth America.
Ya tinoti makati mukoma Jonga makati mukoma Chris makati mhuri yeZimbabwe yese yakateerera maCitizens uko makadiko dziriko.
Kristina zvakare vanhlanhla Moses Ncube tinokugamuchirai vanube muchirongwa chedu.
Oh, siyabonga baba linjani kodwa lonke khonapo.
Hayi siyaphila linjani leni.
Hayi siyaphila.
Yes, maybe Chris, you can start by throwing any question to either of our two guests with regards to the nomination court.
Okay. Why don't we start first with the COVID-19 and then we'll go to the nomination court.
Thank you. Yeah,
So I'll start with you, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, what is the current situation as far as the coronavirus and COVID-19 is concerned in South Africa? We know South Africa was the country to come out and say there's Omicron and there was all that alabaloo. What is the situation right now?
Siyabonga babu Gande. Yeah, ngikhuluma ngisendleleni. Is the situation that is in South Africa is pertaining to COVID is that there is now a relaxation to a larger extent. People are no longer having strict lockdowns like we used to have. And we are expecting that probably sooner or later the restrictions are going to be eased even more than it is now.
But the cases, are they rising or the cases are just stagnant?
The cases are just they are rising at a slower pace. The expectation is that they will reach a peak of another wave sometime in May, as they say. But for now, it's so quiet that even in our workplaces, we are not hearing of people that we are not hearing of COVID cases like we used to. So it looks like things are a bit better now.
Oh, that's good news, Jonga.
Yes, Mr. Dzokora, you are based in the United States, and we've been seeing on different platforms and social media that cases of COVID-19 are rising in some states. What's the situation like?
It's true. The cases are rising everywhere. Even here in North Dakota, we are seeing an increase in COVID-19 cases. But the good thing about the USA is they are taking care of it. The government is taking care of its people. The number of people that are being helped by the government is increasing every time. Even those that would have been, found to be positive, there is hope. They go to a clinic, they find, the medication, they find the attention that they need. It's unfortunate that in our country, as you just reported, that it's only 3 million people that have received the 2 vaccinations. That falls short of what the government had targeted. They had said themselves that they wanted to vaccinate at least 10 million people by the end of last year. So at this rate, you can safely say that it's going to take us 3 years for the ZANU-PF government to achieve this target. And that's very unfortunate. It's the lives of Zimbabwean people that is at risk.
Yeah, so, but as far as you can see, do you see it slowing down or, totally phasing out in so much that people can, freely walk around without masks and so forth?
There are no two ways about it, Mkoma Chris. People have to be vaccinated. Even if the cases slow down, any government that cares about its people should never stop vaccinating. Because that's exactly what we are seeing here. We are seeing the government putting more resources. We are seeing even the president himself, President Biden, talking to people, encouraging people continually at every opportunity that he gets. He tells people to go and get vaccinated. Myself, I'm going to get my booster shot this week. I think it's on Thursday. It's because of the consistent messages that I receive from the government and also from my workplace. So that's what we want to see in Zimbabwe, you know, the government showing that it is serious, it wants to protect its citizens, it wants to protect its people. Let's have more vaccines coming into the country. Let's have more vaccine centers, you know, being available to people, especially those in the rural areas. And when they go to the clinic, let's see people getting help, getting the medication that they deserve, because we have been given the money. Remember, we're given $100 million, you know, a few months ago. That's a lot of money. That could have made a lot of difference if it had been used for the purposes that it was donated for. Up until today, we don't know where that money went. There is not even an iota of difference in the hospital. People are still not getting medication. People are still struggling to get vaccinations, and that's very unfortunate.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vashoshe. Tina Dr. Simba Mavaza, Vezanu PF, Vari Parunare, Vanga, Testarisa, Vanga, Chipinda, Pachurongwa, Chi, Shandisa, Ma Science, Ekanamada, and Demtanda, Tina, Wasi, Dufunga, Chirim process, but in that Indiva Bate Parunare, we travans, just on Ruta or Kanava, Supindra. Dr. Mavaza, Minamunukan, Ruta or Atins.
Yes, I'm in the process now. Give me 2 minutes, I'll be there live.
All right, thank you so much. Tanz, kwa kuti varu kwari mubishira kuti vange vachigadzirira. Manje manje vanenge vapinda muchirongwa. Regaiti nzwe kuti vanwe vanokwanisa here vange vachipinda muchirongwa. Ndiri kuona pane pari kuita dambudziko ne mushina wavo vari kumboti dzimwe nguva vomboshaika saizvozvi dzimwe nguva uchidzoka. Vanwe.
Ngingakhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Yes,
ngizafika nje endlini ngisendleleni for now. Angisawuzanga kahle umbuzo.
He was talking about the need for the government of Zimbabwe to prioritize the COVID-19 vaccination programs. He said that's Mr. Jokora. He said that the government got a lot of money through donations, but only 3 million people have so far had their second dose, and the government expects 10 million, and it failed to reach the mark, the 10 million mark, by December, as it had said. What's your comment there?
Okay, yes, that is expected. You see, the problem with our government is that when you talk about lockdowns that are going to actually suppress the freedoms of people, they are the ones who run in front. They will have the strictest lockdowns. But when you come to the vaccines and other stuff, you are not going to find them there. Right now, they don't want anyone to move anywhere. Even when the cases reduce, they do not reduce the strictness of their measures. Check also that the border between Zimbabwe and South Africa, it was closed in March 2020. Until today, there has been no change. If you talk to them about closing people in cages, they are number one. But when you talk about vaccines, my friend there is saying the truth. You are not going to see them being responsive and worried about that. For them, it's not even about the health of the nation. It's about the safety of ZANU when people are in cages. If you have people caged, then for them, they've got freedom. Right now, they are even afraid of children going back to school. What kind of a government is even scared of having children go to school? The lives of our children are actually being destroyed. But ZANU actually enjoys that. So I would concur with the speaker there.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. I'm sure you are very eager to answer. Can you please respond?
Thank you. The first point you must understand is that when we deal with COVID-19, we are not to politicize the fight, as my brother and my Sekuru Tsokora wishes to do, digging his head deeper in the mud when he has no nose to cater for it. The actual issue is that this issue of money is being given to Zimbabwe as millions and millions. It's just Tsokora's figment of his imagination. The Zimbabwean government has dealt, if you look into the World Health Organization website, Zimbabwe has handled the COVID pandemic in a very wonderful way, better than other countries, better than other African countries and other European countries. Zimbabwe has had head-to-head double jabs for over 3 million people. We must understand that the issue is not that there are no jabs. The jabs are there. The issue is convincing our people to go and get the vaccination. We have tried almost everything to force people to get the vaccination. And the moment we do that, it is Tsokora and this damned party, I don't know if it's has a name or not, which will come up and start arguing again about the government forcing people to get their jabs. We have realized in the world wide, as Tsokora would understand, and as MDC charlatans would understand, that many people have been opposing the vaccination. It is their right to oppose it. And yes, it is the duty and obligation of the government to explain that the vaccine is important. The fight we are fighting with here is not the lack of vaccines, but the lack of the drive of the people to go and get the vaccines. Zimbabwe, again, maybe to call it that way, is already offering the booster, the third jab, even though the World Health Organization has criticized the booster, says it's not necessary. But we are offering it. The reason why we are offering every jab available is because there is a commitment by the government to protect its people, to serve its people, and to avoid the spreading of this pandemic and of this virus. Now, look at this point. Who complains bitterly if Zimbabwe introduces a quarantine in order to fight the virus? It is the MDC, the Movement for Dementia Children, which has changed now to CCC, whatever the meaning is. And it is the same people who make noise that the government has done nothing, even if they're the ones who are not encouraging their people to get a jab. You see, the problem we have here is not about money. Zimbabwe has got money to deal with the pandemic. It has got a quota from the World Health Organization, which every country has been given. It's not like we are lucky. It's everybody got it. And we've got friends like China who have given us over 15 million doses to give to our people. And unfortunately, because there is a fight, which Mr. Tsokora seems to ignore, between the West and China, where when we are given a Chinese vaccine, it is not accepted, not by COVID, but by the West. Zimbabweans who got a Chinese vaccine in Zimbabwe, when they came to England, they are forced to have this English vaccine again. So this becomes a political fight of the superpowers. We are not involved in that. We are involved in our people being given a jab, being protected, and being able to live with this vaccine, with this disease. We must appreciate in conclusion that the disease is not going anywhere. We have to learn to live with it. We cannot keep in quarantine for long. We can't keep our schools closed for long, Seguru Tsokora. We can't keep our bars closed. Some people need to get some cold beer from the bar. We can't keep people away from working for long because it has affected our economy. So we need the MDC or the CCC, whatever they call themselves, to encourage their people. We know they've got some little support. We need that little support to be encouraged to go and get the jab. And again, the jab remains free in Zimbabwe. There is nobody who is paid for it. So in other words, Mr. Jonga, this argument by Mr. Chokora that Zimbabwe has spent the money, they don't know where the money is gone. I think it's a madness which we must exercise from my angle today. Because, you see, MDC, they've got a paranoia. They see money being stolen, even if where there's nobody stealing it. So this idea that there's money being stolen is now becoming gimmick.
You are talking of MDC. There's no MDC today on this show, but thank you so much.
We are talking about the late MDC, MDCCC, the one which is now coercing the citizens to reject the medication. What I'm simply saying now, in conclusion, I'm saying, as a country, Zimbabwe is doing the best it can to make sure every member got the jail.
May you adjust your camera, Dr. Mavaza, so that people can see your face.
Thank you. I'm not sure if I'm visible now.
It's slightly cut, but it's at least better. Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Mr. Jokora, tanzwa zvataurwa na Dr. Mavaza panyaya yekubaiwa kwenhomba. Hanzi vanhu vanofanira vachitokurudzirana kuti vange vachibaiwa. Tiri kuona muno muAmerica nemusvesvono kwakaitwa demonstration vanhu vachiramba. Wachipikisa kuti vanhu vabaiwe nhomba anti-vaccine demonstrations zvakaitwa nemusvesvondo muno muWashington paLincoln Memorial nevanhu vakabva nyika yese yeAmerica. Hakusi muZimbabwe chete kune vanhu vanogona kunga vasiruda kuti vanhu vabaiwe nhomba. Munoti tichionawo nyika dzacho dziri kunzi dzakabuderera dziri kutoita vamwe vari kuita mademonstration kana kuratidzira vachipikisa urongo hwekubaiwa kwenhomba. Regai tinzwe vadzokora, ndofunga muri pamute. Regai tione kuti tinganzwanana here. Aiwa, taurai hamusi pamute, sei musiri kunzwikwa? Mr. Jokora,
yes.
Varipo but havasi kunzwikwa. Havasi pamute. I don't know what is happening. Okay, all right. Zvisinei, Chris, regai tione kuti tingadzora here. Vanwube vambotaura vadzokora vachigadzirisa zvinhu zvavo. Ndokona vanwube vacho havasi sipo zvakare. Ndofunga nhare dziri kuti netsei vadzokora vanenge vadzoka. Regai tinzwe. Vadzokora,
yes, makundinzwe
akukunzwai, taurai tinzwe.
Nhanzinzwa muchitaura kuti zvanga zvichitaurwa navamavaza ina hapana chandanzwa chavataura ini. Ndangonzwa kutuka kwavanoita ndo zvavanouvinga pano kuya kuzotukirira musangano wevanhu kuya kuzotungirira President Chamisa. Manje isu takasiya zvekutuka, hatichatozivi kuti kutuka kunoita sei. Takasiyira naMDC munzora nevezanupf. We have now moved away from politics of hate, politics of insults. We have embraced the politics of love, politics of joy. And that's what Dr. Mavaza, our new color symbolizes. Yellow symbolizes love. It symbolizes joy, glory, you know, and that's what we'll be speaking. You'll not hear me, you know, even retaining the insults that you howl at us. And I saw you trying to call, you know, say the new name. It's called Citizens Coalition for Change. Musangano wevanhu, wakaiswa nevanhu. Handizive kuti pese pamaitaura paya paya kuti pasi neMDC munenge muchiti chiye zvinoizvi, nekuti muchagona here kutaura kuti pasi nevanhu, because uyu musangano wevanhu. But anyway, going to the question yabvunzwa, muno muAmerica mune inonzi democracy. Munoona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vanoda kubayiwa nhomba, kune vamwe vanhu vasingade kubayiwa nhomba. Vanoda kubayiwa nhomba vanosiyiwa vachibayiwa nhomba, vasingade vanongoramba vachikurudzirwa. Hurumende inoramba ichivakurudzira chero kuno kumabasa kwatiri koto rine mutemo, vanotomboda kuisa mutemo wekuti tinoda kuti munhu wese anga akabayiwa nhomba. Asi vanozoona kuti America inyika yakasununguka, vopa vanhu mukana wavo. Asi tiri kuona kuti zviri kutaurwa navaBiden, mashoko avo nehurumende yavo ekuti vanhu vaende kunobayiwa nhomba ari kutora mukombe, ndo ari kunyanya kufarirwa nevanhu. Vanhu vakawanda muAmerica vari kuteerera, vari kuenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Zvinova zvichabatsira pambera. Ndozvatinenge tichitarisira kuti hurumende wedu wekuZimbabwe inoramba ichiita, vakuru venyika vachitaura kuti handei tinobayiwa. Zvinoitwa nana President Chamisa
kwete zvatiri kunzwa makuhwa nenhema dzinonhuhwa kuti PPP zvatiri kunzwa dzichitaurwa Dr. Mavaza pano ndosaka ndichiti ava ndidoktar venhema he is a lying doctor hakuna mutungamiriri weCitizens Coalition for Change akambofa akamira achitaura kuti vanhu vasabayiwe nhomba tisu totokurudzira kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba tatinongotaura chete kuti isu ZANU-PF hurumende yeZANU-PF ngairegere kungwarira paduri sehuku kungwarira kungomisa vanhu kuenda kumabasa kuvharira vanhu mudzimba tisingaite zvinhu zvimwe basa kurambidza vana kuenda kuchikoro tisingape vana zvikwaniso zvekuti vaende kuchikoro vanodzidza zvakanaka ndo zvinenge zvichiita hurumende hurumende yeZANU-PF inongoziva kungoisa malockdown chete ndo zvainogona izvozvo hakuna zvimwe zvavanogona mari vanopiwa nekuti vaendese vape vanhu zvikwaniso ivo vanotyorera muhomo nekudya kunge mushongo yemusana saka tinoti hurumende ngainzwire vanhu tsitsi ngaiendese mari yavari kuwana kune dzimwe nyika kwainofanira kuenda kuvanhu izvozvo ndezvatinge tichiita sehurumende iri kupinda manje manje inenge ichitungamirwa naPresident Tamisa mari inenge yapinda munyika mari inowanikwa muzviwanikwa zvenyika inoenda kuvanhu inonoraramisa vanhu inonoponesa vanhu kwete zvekuti vana vamunangagwa vanoita mazigoridhe dzimba dzakazara goridhe vanhu vari
pamunangagwa
vanoita mazimari asingaverengeki izvozvo
hatiiramba
izvozvo zero tolerance to corruption.
Thank you, Adzokora. Thank you so much. Mr. Ngwenya, your take on what these two gentlemen were saying. We just have a minute for that before we venture into our next topic. Go ahead, Mr. Ncube, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I was wondering that you are having Ngwenya. I would like to respond to Dr. Mavaza. I'm actually from the Freedom Alliance, Dr. Mavaza. I hope you will love to hear that we are also a political organization like ZANU-PF. You said something which is very important to say that we should open, the government should open schools, should open everything. That's what we have been saying to you, to say that you are number one on closing or catching people. You don't want people to be free. On that one, you are number one. But when we talk on other measures, you are not there. ZANU-PF is interested in seeing people not being free. That one, you are number one. You have closed the borders since, 2020 until today. Borders have never been open. So that shows that ZANU-PF doesn't want people to be free. If you could improve on that one, you follow the international world, you are democratic, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, 30 seconds.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube and whatever party it is, and Mr. Dzokora and the non-existent party. You are saying one thing. When we are fighting the COVID here, we are not fighting politics. It is actually the shallow minds engraved in your parties which always want to look for a blame. What ZANU-PF is doing is not what the government is doing. The government is not ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF controls the government because the government is made of ZANU-PF. But those are two different things. But the things I want us to understand in short, us and the world of Zimbabwe, is that you must understand that there is a global interest which has risen around the development and distribution of the vaccines. Again, because of that, the world is accepting it. However, there is a problem because people always fight change. There is a problem with people not wanting to accept these vaccines. It is not a reflection of failure on the part of the government or any party. It is actually the system, our cultural system, where we can't accept new things. But yes, people have been getting vaccines for a long time, Mr. Djonga. People have been getting vaccines from time immemorial. So in short, again, I want you to say, yes, the government does not want to close schools forever. They are doing it in the best interest of the children. Why? Because Just one second, Mr. Joker.
No, I give you 10 seconds.
Okay, one second before my Sekuru collapses. The truth is that the reason why schools are closed now, it has been proved by the scientists that even children are the ones who are now getting COVID and spreading it around. So it is better to protect our children for the sake of their life, not for politics reasons. So we need to grow up and get away from that thinking.
Yes, we are going to our next topic. We are going to look at the nomination court that set today in Zimbabwe. And I am seeing from some of our reporters' pitches here that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has already started announcing those who were successful in their applications. But before we go there, I just wanted to hear what Mr. Jokora has to say about the sitting of the nomination court with regards to the March 26 by-elections. What's your take on that?
Yes, we as a Triple C, we have attended the nomination courts and we have submitted our candidates in all wards, in all constituencies. And I must say, even the process of getting those candidates was done, you know, in a conducive and peaceful, joyful environment that is resembled by Yellow. Kwanga kusina zvemhirizhonga, mvonga mupopoto, yatiri kuona ichiitika kuZANU-PF, kuti vanhu vari kutoita vachatemana nematemo kuti vakwanise kuenda kunozvimiririra. Hatiti kunomirira vanhu, nokutoziva kuti havasi kumirira vanhu. Vanomirira vanhu tinovaziva. Saka process yedu yakafamba zvakanaka. Iko zvinezvi takutogadzirira kumhanya-mhanya kuti tichinyatsofambisa shoko kuti vanhu vazizive kuti tisu mayellowborn, tisu vaya. Ingoenda pamazoo ipapo, ungonoisa X pamazoo ipapo, ungonoisa X payellow ipapo. Ndozvatakutomhanyisa izvozvi. But otherwise, we had a very, very peaceful process.
Let me go to Mr. Ncube before I go to Dr. Mavaza. Mr. Ncube, is your party participating in these by-elections?
As the Freedom Alliance, we are setting up systems and everything. It's unfortunate that we were not able to participate because we didn't have the time to consult the membership. And everything. But we would like to state our views. Our view is that we wonder what value this election is going to have. We are mindful that this is the democratic right of our fellow political parties and the citizens. But when you check that in 2023, just a few months to come, there is another election, you can see that this one could be a yardstick that some people are using properly to try and find out how strong they are. Some were actually waylaying others, it seems. ZANU wanted to catch other political parties by surprise so that when they are not ready, then ZANU will win. So we view it as a just that contest that you may have, or it's a curtain raiser for 2023, which wouldn't have added any meaningful value to the lives of the people. Thank you.
Yeah, so Dr. Mavaza, we have heard from some people saying this by-election is a waste of time and money because just in a few months' time, we'll be having the general election. What's your take on that?
The price of democracy is beyond any value of money. So it is important that those people from the constituencies who were affected by the misjudgment and disorganization of the opposition who recalled them, they must be given somebody to represent them. Unfortunately, what we can see here, which is fortunately for us, ZANU-PF had done what we call primary elections, which means people from the grassroots up to the province have selected a person they want in their constitution to represent them. unlike the dictators we are seeing from the young vampires called the CCC, who have not done a single election to elect, primary election to elect their candidates. They just appointed them. He just wakes up in the morning like it's a church. And then Jamisa is the pastor of CCC and just he knows what the people want and he gives them people they think they want. This is utter embarrassment from a party which stands for democracy, that they have not in any way taken the people to their people. They have not introduced their candidates. They just come up with them, come up to the party yesterday, today they've got candidates.
But Dr. Mavaza, these are the same people who were holding those constituencies. So why would you put another person when you know that the person who was, holding the fort on that constituency was forced out? So why find another person to replace him?
The people you put there, you don't put them because of what you feel. You put them because of what people say. And what people say is what
they said. They had already said they want those people, didn't they?
And those people were recalled. Now these are re-elections. They have to come back and assert.
Oh, I think we have lost. Oh, yeah, now we can hear you.
Thank you. So I was saying, unfortunately, in this case, the MDC did, or the CCC did not go back to the people, even to ask them to vote, even by phone. Even by WhatsApp, they didn't. They are telling you and me that when they come into the office, they will just appoint their stooges from nowhere and claim that people love them. These are people who see things and hear voices in their minds and want to make these things appear as if it's the truth. It is a shame that we have a party which believes to be strong in democracy and come up before people practicing the dictatorial tendencies which we are supposed to be fighting for. But let me tell you, we cannot be surprised, because the only party which fought for one man, one vote is ZANU-PF, and which is now a joint of ZANU-PF and ZAPU. We fought for this and we won this. And that's why we believe people cannot be imposed. People must be elected by the people, because democracy is the government of people, by the people, for the people, not the government of Chamisa for the people, by Chamisa. That is total nonsense, and it has to be changed. And I'm sure Zokora should be crying with shame and not stand up and try to defend the indefensible. This is embarrassing. I would open my mouth if I was Zokora. I should just look back and pray that democracy prevail in this new party, which is so undemocratic, which is the cutthroat party.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Zokora, your turn. Can you respond?
If you see someone who comes on a platform and he spends more time talking about another party instead of talking about his own party, then you know kuti pakabatwa panorwadza. Those who beat up ZANU-PF, Anzina Morgan Tsvangirai, may his soul rest in peace. Anzi ukaona waita chinhu, ukaona ZANU-PF ichifara, ziya kuti wakoniwa zvekukoniwa zviya. Asi ukaona waita chinhu, ukaona ZANU-PF ichizhamba semazhambira ari kuita muzukuru wangu panapa, nevamwe vese veZANU-PF vatiri kuona machemera avari kuita, vari kunyatsoratidza kuti zvakavarwadza zvakaitwa navachamisa. Zvakavarwadza zvakaitwa nevanhu, nekuti ichi chinhu chakabva kuvanhu. Kuti tizosvika patasvika apa, vanhu ndo vakataurira vachamisa, vakataurira the leadership of the party that we want to move on. Let's leave this baggage. Let's leave this baggage, dirty baggage called MDC. Let's move on to a people's party, a party of the people, by the people. And ZANU-PF was not expecting that. They never expected that President Chamisa would take that bold, that strategic, and that progressive step to move away from the MDC alliance and form another party of the people. They never expected that. They never saw that coming. That's why you are seeing that they are so angry. Right now, he spends time criticizing the MDC instead of answering the questions. There is noise, there is chaos, there is pandemonium in ZANU-PF right now, in as far as candidate selection is concerned. We made our position very clear a long time ago that when we choose candidates, we go to the people. The people choose the people. The people choose their own leaders. There was a process that was done. We can't come and tell you, Dr. Mavaza and ZANU-PF, that this is the process we are going to follow or the process we followed. We followed our own internal process. We consulted our people, and the people spoke. And the people that you are seeing today on the nomination court, they are people that were chosen by the people, because we are a part of the people, by the people. And in any case, these people were you illegally removed from parliament, were already chosen by the people. But we still went to the people and got confirmations from the people that they still want the same candidates. And we got that. So I'm sorry, Panom Chitangelos Nonzi, Imim, Jimmy Baba, and Baedu, Amunachamo Zivanish repeat, I'm triple C. So I'm sorry, Yarai.
Allow me to respond to this, please. 1 second. The reason why, sorry, Mr. Ngube, to take your time, I'll be quick.
Yes, sir.
The reason why every Zimbabwean is worried about these dictatorial tendencies.
It's only you who is worried.
Avoiding
people. Go to social media.
I don't love confusion. Please, can you be quiet for a minute? The reason why we are having this problem is because we feel for our people. We feel for the people. When we go to elections, it's not only for the party. It's for the people whom you are stepping on the throat, lying to them, covering up with a yellow poison cloth and tell them that it's a new color when it's actually nothing. The CCC has never gone to the people. You only formed your party yesterday. When did you go to the people? When did they give you the mandate? We are simply saying you are supposed at least to have even a Zoom meeting, a Zoom conference, and have the provinces do that. That is not done. Again, Jokora, if a party fails to be transparent in its electoral system, it is a danger to itself and a danger to the country and a danger to the people it purports to be representing. So I'm telling you that you are a danger to the people of Zimbabwe who have put trust in you. No matter how few they are, we as ZANU-PF, we feel for them, because ZANU-PF is for everybody, it's for people, and we change because of people. So I'm simply saying, where you are wrong, do not just come here to defend. Defense does not mean saying something, even if you know it's wrong. The reality of the matter is MDC or CCC, whatever you call yourselves, you have failed. That's why you have actually shown us that you are terrorists by adopting the sign of the terror group of this finger, which has been used by ISIS for the past 4 years, which you took without a problem because your mind is full of terror. I am saying we don't want that in Zimbabwe. Even if you don't benefit us, go back to people and show them democracy. You don't have to be selling democracy, hide behind democracy, and do undemocratic things because it's your party. Yes, it is your party, but be transparent. The moment it becomes your party, it becomes open for everybody to scrutinize. And therefore, we are saying to the people, as we go to vote, you have been warned, God is good. You have been warned that this vampire-ish party is not a party of democracy. It is a party of one man, what he thinks, and that is to be done. And this is my argument.
Oh, thank you so much. Mr. Ngube, your turn now.
Thank you. I'm actually shocked to hear that Dr. Mabaza will be able to tell that in the CCC they didn't even WhatsApp each other. They didn't call each other. And this is very shocking, because it means that he is saying that ZANU is aware when other parties are actually sending each other a WhatsApp. And then he will claim that that is democracy. As the Freedom Alliance, we are deeply concerned to hear ZANU-PF claiming to be democratic. We are mindful of the violence that has been happening in internal processes of ZANU to have their candidates. And he is also confirming that they had the dates for the elections, for the by-elections, way in advance. Because all their planning, that's why they were breaking the COVID rules, having those meetings despite the COVID restrictions. They had the dates that were already set. So they wanted to catch others unaware. And we have never seen such an organization in a democracy that will claim to be in control of government, like he said. He says they are in control of government. In fact, they are the ones that are destroying government. Because all what they are doing is anti-democratic. There is nothing you think that ZANU is doing which is democratic. Because right now, you will find that as elections are going to be held, we are way aware that the electoral process is tilted in the favor of ZANU. What kind of democracy is that? I'm realizing that our learned doctor and his party, they know the right thing to do, but they are not doing that. So we need a government which is for the citizens, a government which accepts the multiplicity of democracy, of organizations that are to take part in the elections. Because they were doing this so that they would start discrediting other organizations to say they are undemocratic. In fact, the mother of all dictatorship, it's ZANU, it's Mavaza's party. They need to change that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jonga.
Yes, I had exchanges there, and I know Dr. Mavaza is itching to respond. But I would request Dr. Mavaza to adjust your camera because still part of your forehead or your upper head is missing. I know, Mr. Jokora, I want to respond maybe 30 seconds because we also want to discuss about what is happening to Zimbabweans in South Africa. We also saw the Zimbabwean embassy responding to what is happening to Zimbabweans, telling them what to do. So we'll go to that in the 30 seconds, Mr. Jokora.
Yes, I just want to reiterate what my brother here was saying, that we know as Zimbabweans that we are going into these elections, under protest, as we have always done, because we know that the electoral field is not level. Emmerson Mnangagwa promised reforms. He has never done any reform. He didn't do any reform ever since he came in. But that, as it may, as a Democratic Party, will go into those elections. And we urge all Zimbabweans across the length and breadth of Zimbabwe to go and register to vote so that we defeat ZANU-PF, in that unlevel electoral playing field. We have defeated them before. We defeated them in 2018. We'll defeat them again now. We'll defeat them in 2023. Yes, the playing field is not level, but let's go and register to vote. That's one big way of making sure that ZANU-PF does not rig elections. Let's do it, my yellow boy.
Yes, let me just quickly add a question, Mr. Tsokora. When we look at the history of voting in Zimbabwe, you notice that the opposition hardly wins by any by-election. Do you think there's going to be any change this time around?
We have won by-elections. Like I said, ZANU-PF or the ZANU-PF government has failed to abide by any set of guidelines, even the SADC set of guidelines to free and fair elections. We are the only country that is signatory to those guidelines that is not abiding by those. We will not be stopped by that. We will encourage, and we have been encouraging, our people to go and register to vote, and you will see with the results after 26 March, we are going to retain all our seats where our people were illegally removed, and we will even get some of the ZANU-PF seats.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, my question to Mr. Tsokora was that we have seen in the past that ZANU-PF is always winning the by-elections. Do you think there's going to be a change this time?
ZANU-PF has always been winning, and it's winning because it does its work very well. We do our campaigns, we talk to the people, we appeal to the people. Yes, we are going to win again this time. Of course, we are expecting the CCC and the Freedom Party for Mr. Ncube to be backing around and saying the elections were not free and fair. But listen here. We are having a democratic party, which is called CCC, which has no constitution. It has nothing. is just coming and pointing up, you know, picking them up and riding on the idea that ZANU-PF is dictatorial. We are saying, Mr. Ncube, it is a shame that you are a freedom party. You are supporting such democratic killing, democratic destruction by this CCC. This is not in this world where you just form your party tomorrow. You have already appointed people because they were once there. People have a duty, have a right to choose whom they want. They have a right to do that. And again, Mr. Ncube, yes, as a party, as ZANU-PF, and yourself as a party, you look into what other parties are doing. That's why the parties are urged to be transparent. We are not at war. We should work together towards our country. So if you hide what you are saying, and you hide what you are doing, and only come on the election day, and then claim that you have been rigged, it means that you are not serious. You must be a party which is transparent. ZANU-PF has been very transparent. Yes, we had people fighting positions. But after that, we shake our hands, we come together, we fight for these positions. And you will see, and one thing is that even if these elections would go either way, ZANU-PF still commands the majority with or without these constituencies. And therefore, whether we lose or we win, we still remain the majority, but we are going to win to show the world and to show the CCC that you need to be organized. People don't just vote for you because you are yellow, then because you are yellow born.
Thank you.
People vote for you because you are grounded.
Thank you so much. Time is running out. We are running out of time. On the phone, on the line, I have Mr. Jack Pesai Zaba, who is the program's manager for Elections Resource Center. The head monitors or observers at all the sitting nomination courts. Vazaba, how are you?
Tinofara mwakadini.
Aiwa tirovapenyu. Tirovapenyu ndine vadare vandinavo pano pachirongwa. Tine urombo kuti maita dambudziko rekuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa kuburikidza neBee Live asi zvisinei. Dongoti maminitsi maviri asara tipeiwo paminiti imwe chete kuti zvii zvawanikwa nesangano renyu reERC. Muma nominations aitika munyika nhasi.
Tinoona kuti vanhu vauya nehwando hwavo vachitaridza chido chavo chekuti vamirire vanhu ende mukana wakanaka ndo zvinonzi utongi wejekerere. Asi taona mune zvinhu zvakawanda zvinenge zvichisiyana pakuti paiva nekusanzwisisa kune vakawanda. Vamwe taiona vachiuya vachida kukwikwidza asi ivo vasina kunyoresa. Asi mutemo wesarudzo unonzi Electoral Act waitotaura ivo kuti kana uchida kunge uchikwikwidza unofanira kunge wakanyoresa mugwaro revavhoti. Asi vamwe vaingouya vachizoitwa inonzi rejection iya. Saka ndichingada kutaura mamisines mashoma asara atoda munyika maybe idzidziso kudzidzisana zvinodiwa kana pangava nomination chii chinodiwa pakuti ukwikwidze iwe mugaro wemuzimbabwe kuti ukwikwidze kungava kanzela kana kuva MP. So chinhu chandaona chingadai chakashota munyika medu.
Thank you so much. Maita basa vaZaba. Regainidzwe mumwe wangu Chris kana aine mubvunzo kana zvekuwedzera ipapo. Chris, tinongone minute imwe chete.
No, my quick question would be were there many people who were turned away because of their papers?
Hello, vaZaba. Yes.
Tinoona vanhu vakati wandei. Nenyaya yekuti vaiuya vasina mapepa akakwana akafanira aitarisirwa nezeki. And chinoitika vamwe vaiuya sezvandambotaura pekutanga kuti vaiuya ivo pachava vasina kurejesa kuvhota, zvinhu zvisingabvumirwa nemutemo. Vaiuya zvakare vasina vanhu vashanu nokuti vaitiwa about 5 people. You are nominated by 5 people to be a member of parliament.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Maita basa vaZaba. Ndine urombo kuti tazokwanisa kubata inguva dzapera nekuti Chris nguva yedu yapera. Kwasara 30 seconds nditendere vadare tionekane. Chris.
Yes, sir Jonga. We would like to thank all our guests, and we had Mr. Ncube, we had Mr. Tsokora, and also Dr. Mavaza. And Mr. Zava joined us late. And that's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku